The Enochian system of magic is a system of magic which is an integral part of the Golden Dawn system of magic. It is a very revered and honored part of the Golden Dawn system of magic. The Enochian system emerged from the scrying efforts of two English gentlemen in the late 16th century. Their names were Dr. John Dee and Edward Kelly. Dr. Dee was a very erudite man, very well educated, was very well versed in many arts and sciences, mathematics, poetry, painting, music, medicine, as well as the hermetic sciences, the occult sciences. Not that much is known about Edward Kelly. We do know that at one time he had been an undergraduate at Oxford and had run amok with the authorities or gotten into some trouble or some such thing there, and did not receive a diploma that we know of. When he was there, he was there under the name of Edward Talbot instead of Edward Kelly for whatever reason. Several years later, he was brought up on charges of forgery, so we have a man here of questionable character. Given the time and history, we don't know really what his character, his true character, was like. Perhaps it was a little shady. On Thursday, March 8th, 1582, at Mortlake in England, Edward Kelly shows up at Dr. Dee's door, and he offers his services as a scryer. 2 days later, Dr. Dee puts him to the test, and Kelly looks into a crystal ball. On the first day of the test, Kelly has a vision. He sees an angel, an entity, a being. He calls it an angel by the name of Uriel. And Uriel gives him some instructions as how to construct two things. First, a pentacle, 9 inches in diameter, and made of purified wax. The second was instructions as how to make a table to put the pentacle on. The table was to be made of sweet wood, was to be 2 cubits high and 2 cubits wide. On top of the table, there was to be a large rectangular seal that contained 12 of the letters from a language known as Enochian, of course. And that was to be surrounded with 7 circular seals, which were to be attributed to the planetary powers. These two instruments, tools, talismans, containers of psychic, cosmic, angelic energy were to be used, of course, in conjunction with one another. Things moved rather swiftly. On March 14th, another entity, this one identifying himself as Michael, makes his appearance to Kelly and gives instructions as how to make a magical ring. Was to be made of gold and was to bear a seal that was said to be identical to that wherewith all miracles and divine works and wonders were wrought by Solomon. 6 days later, Uriel comes back, presents himself to Kelly. Dee takes notes. I might add that Dee would always say prayers or a prayer for protection from evil spirits, from evil entities, whatever, before these sessions. So, the angel Uriel this time presented Edward Kelly with some tables, some angelic tables tables with the letters of various angels' names. And Kelly and Dee deciphered these somehow. And the next step was that an alphabet, I believe it was the next step, an alphabet was delivered, the Enochian alphabet, or it's called the Theban alphabet. There's different opinions as to where this alphabet came from, whether they made it up. There's no evidence of it, or little evidence of it existing before that time. Some claim it is, many claim it is a very ancient alphabet and was known before that time. The alphabet is used by many people in the magical community today. And again, the alphabet is called Theban or Enochian. It is written in two different ways. There's the elaborate version, then there is a cursive version. And both of these were known to Kelly and Dee. Supposedly both men could write in these languages. Dee did most of the writing. And obviously Kelly did the scrying. As time went on, a language was given. Part of the language, the whole, I don't think the whole language. But a good deal of this language we call Enochian was delivered to Kelly and dictated to Dr. Dee. And over the course of the next 7 years, an immense body of material was dictated, taken down, written down, put into manuscripts. And in 1589... Dr. Dee and Edward Kelly parted ways 7 years after their original meeting, March 8, 1582. The curious thing is that nothing was done with this magical system, not by, at that time. They accumulated this wealth of material. Many times Kelly doubted the sources. He thought that they were evil, that they shouldn't be messing around in these areas, that they had quite possibly gone into areas or realms where they didn't belong, were forbidden, were dangerous. Yet despite any fears, apprehensions, doubts, either Edward Kelly or Dr. Dee may have had, they continued on with their work until, like I say, after about 7 years, they finally parted ways.